Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle?
No, we're not going to blow any whistles today or anything like that. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. I apologize for not being on last week due to work. I didn't get out of work in time until like 11 o'clock, like a little after 11, so it would have been too late to try to do the show anyway. So we have the go-home show for Raw. Well, the show to take you off before the pay-per-view, I should say, had a better role in TNA to determine the number one contender for the heavyweight title, and most of the titles of that week was on the line. And Ring of Honor, you had like some of the best from New Japan went at it, including AJ Styles and all that good stuff. So, what that leaves for right now. Well, I was going to take a mention on SmackDown will be here in Milwaukee, September 30th. Well, half of us probably already knew that. Tickets go on sale, a week from this coming Saturday. So not the 19th, but the 26th of July, just to clarify that and let people know. But they do have pre-sales tickets the few days beforehand, so check that out if y'all are interested in going. But anywho, it should be a good show because they ain't going to be in Chicago the night before, so like I said, it should be interesting. But WWE is still showing the WWE Network. Raw still has this pre-show, but doesn't have this post-show. Well, which kind of sucks. So sometimes they always be enjoyable to watch. But anywho, I guess y'all have like about 25 minutes to get the free preview or get to watch wherever is on. Which is right now the best of WCW Monday Night Show. I don't know where about because I already got the network. But anywho, let's talk about local events. And don't forget that we are sponsored by Dunham Sports. So you need like some gear and shoes and workout gear and all that good stuff, go to Dunham Sports. Look for the nearest location near you. We're also sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. You have to be here. So check them out as well. Yeah, I'm not even good at a commercial to tell it, bro. But, anyways, all the titles in TNA were on the line, well, except for the World Heavyweight, so we're just going to talk about the Battle Royal. Decent Battle Royal. Earlier on, Kurt Angle wanted Jeff Hardy, wanted Willow, and asked him to bring Jeff Hardy in for one night only. And apparently he did, and suck thing was, it was kind of a good way, because it was kind of predictable that he was going to win, and in fact that he indeed did win the Battle Royal and will face Bobby Lashley this coming Thursday, I should say. Well, I think the interesting thing is, I think they're going to debut, although it will be in New York, they were short, and also, like, not only that the match will happen, but the six-sided ring will return this Thursday. I know, like, some of the wrestlers, they don't like it, but that's what the fans want. Gotta be happy what the fans want, so that's what they want, that's what they get. Okay, also, they had a fatal four-way match for the Knockout Championship. Brittany versus Gail Kim versus Angelina Love versus Madison Rain. Madison Rain did win the match. Not Madison, Gail Kim retained the title. I'm sorry. The Wolves versus Madness and Brown. I can never say that name right. It's always tough for the B. It was kind of crazy. But anyways, that's going on. And X Division title with Sonata versus Austin Aries. Austin Aries is the new X Division champion, and the Wolves did defeated Madness and Brown to retain the titles. But seems like there's going to be another match that they added that's going on. Let's see, it's the tag team match of Tommy Dreamer and Bully Ray versus Rhino and EC3. So that's going on this Thursday. So who knows if they're going to get more views and stuff like that. That's about the six-sided ring. But I know some people don't see it, but it's like the six-sided ring, might as well just say that it was somewhat made them different, original. I'm sorry, guys, excuse me. I'm just eating at the moment. But in my opinion, the six-sided ring just made them original and also made them interesting to watch. And plus, all the high action, high impact wrestling, all that stuff that's going on, that made them original. So hopefully with the change of the six-sided ring, and of course they got a first African-American TNA World Heavyweight Championship in Bobby Lashley. And also, all the changes that's going on, hopefully this will rejuvenate Impact Wrestling. But we'll see. Excuse me again. So don't forget to check out TNA Impact this Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern on Spike TV. Check for your local cable, or if you got DirecTV or Dish Network, look for that Spike Network. Okay. Take a little break. We're going to talk about Raw and talk about, matter of fact, let me try to get on to these local shows that's going to be going on this week. So just give me a second here. I hate when they just change some things in Facebook. Let's see. If you're in the West Allis area, check out BCW at the Knights of Columbus. It's Friday at 7:30 p.m. Check them out. If you're in the Chicago area, check out Chicago Style Wrestling at their Gurren College Preparatory High School. That's going on this Saturday, so check that out. And also, if you want to know more information about shows that's going on this month and other shows all around the world, which I know I got an update on that, log on to WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. Again, that's WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. Check that out. And we will be back in a bit. Blood. So I didn't see all of what happened with that. I was getting set up for this show, so. Apparently, Roman Reigns and Spear and Cena to close out the show. So, 1, 5, 6. Wait, they forgot it, man. Yeah, they forgot about AJ Lee and Eva Marie, so they forgot that match. AJ Lee defeated Eva Marie. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It was 8 matches tonight. For the second, no, not second, but the, I think it's the 3rd straight week they had 2 Divas matches. And it's going to be 2 Divas matches coming up this Sunday, too. So, I'm glad they put in more faith of the current Divas that they have, or at least, like, showing them more, so they can get at least more notice to the other audience that don't think that, you know, women shouldn't be, like, in the WWE or stuff like that. It's just some people that's just not a fan of women's wrestling. I don't get why, but I'm just saying, they shouldn't be. Let's see. Wait. I'm just now getting something. There's a word that Seth Rollins had might have been injured during Raw's main event. After Rollins was hit by Roman Reigns with a clothesline, which knocked Rollins out of the ring, he did not get up and was seen clutching his knee. WWE cameras did not show Rollins for the rest of the match. The referee pulled it through up an X signal, and Rollins had to be tended by members of WWE medical staff and eventually helped to the back. Ooh, that's not good. So, I guess whenever they have more information like that, we will keep y'all updated on. Just look for Wrestling Fans Speak Out on Facebook. Look for the group. We can keep y'all updated. So if we find out something here, then we let you guys know. So, kind of like bad news for Seth Rollins. Because it's just injury. If this injury is serious, and because of my idea, I think I know when he's going to cash it in. So he won't be healed enough in time for him to cash it in. Wow. They gotta figure out a backup plan for that one. So who knows what they're gonna think of doing. But, excuse me. Here's my scenario. I'm thinking if they ever go with, when they kind of teased that today when Paul Heyman came into Triple H and Stephanie's office, saying that we have a plan C. So that plan C, I'm thinking of Brock Lesnar. So it'll be John Cena versus Brock Lesnar, as everybody already counted on. So my scenario is this. Brock and Cena have their match for the WWE Championship. So they could do this either way. They can have John Cena winning, beating Brock Lesnar, and Brock Lesnar just constantly F5-ing John Cena for him losing the match. He leaves, Seth Rollins comes in, cashing in, pin Cena 1-2-3, Seth Rollins gets his SummerSlam moment. Or Brock Lesnar could win and become new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Cena beats the holy hell out of him. He just, like, after he losing to Brock Lesnar, he just go berserk, start beating the crap out of him, and Seth Rollins cash in on Brock Lesnar. So, that's the scenario I'm just thinking that could happen. Yes, and only me came up with that scenario, just to let y'all know. So, I'm hoping that that scenario does happen. Because how would that work with, you have Brock Lesnar, who doesn't, his last appearance in WWE, in a major pay-per-view way, will be none other than SummerSlam. Unless he's going to win it at SummerSlam, then the next night he's going to lose it. Because they could have it the next night. He's there, he defends it. Or Cena suddenly beat the crap out of him. Seth Rollins cash it in, and there you go. So it could work either way, but it just wouldn't make sense that they, they would have Brock Lesnar hold the title and he's not going to defend it that much. They already done that with The Rock. At least with The Rock, he made it to, the pay-per-views and defended within 30 days. So if they're going to do it that way, then they're going to be contradicting themselves because what they did to Daniel Bryan. Because although I know he was holding it, and he was, making appearances, he couldn't defend it. They was dragging some time, and they just decided to strip him. So I don't know how that's going to work after they did that. And then with having Brock Lesnar have the title, so that wouldn't make any sense. That's just my opinion on that, and I just think it's just kind of weird, but we'll see how it goes. But don't forget, the pay-per-view is this Sunday, and if you have the network, watch it on the WWE Network. If you don't, you can watch it on Time Warner Cable or wherever cable provider you have. Because, of course, all satellite pay-per-views don't have it anymore. So I'm going to see if I can try to get to the card right quick before we go off the air here. Battleground will be Tampa, Florida. So we got Jack Swagger versus Rusev. I finally said it right. Kickoff match with Total Divas collide with Naomi and Cameron. So smart move. Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins. That's gonna be a question mark dependent on Seth Rollins' injury. So right now, who knows with that, how that's going to work out. He was trying to match AJ Lee versus Paige. The title. Two out of three falls, which would be interesting with Uso versus Bray, not Bray, but Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. That would be an interesting match. Chris Jericho versus Bray Wyatt. And, of course, the Fatal 4-Way match for the WWE Championship. Oh, yeah, and also, don't forget, you have the Intercontinental title Battle Royal. So, the winner of that Battle Royal over the top rope will be the new Intercontinental Championship. So, that'll be 1, 2, 3, 4. Seven matches, but eight matches total, including the, just say seven matches. If you want to add eight with the, including that, pre-show match, which I will be watching. So, anyways, check out our website, WrestleFanSpeakOut.com. Don't forget, the Smart List comes on this Thursday and every Thursday. There's a possibility we're probably going to have some new shows coming in, so I probably got to change the radio network thing, but I'm going to do that soon since I got a smooth week coming up ahead, so hopefully I can do some stuff. But check out our website, WrestleFanSpeakOut.com, also WrestleFanSpeakOut.weebly.com. with all news and local things and all that stuff going on. Don't forget, we're sponsored by Dunlin Sports and Buffalo Wild Wings. Until then, y'all have a good week and good night and love wrestling.